the great tenor singer on the classic album John Deere Tractor with Larry Sparks. I can't even remember all the giants of bluegrass that he's got to play with, and this is his swan song. He's come along and said, maybe I'll lift up one more band. His name is Tom Boyd. And on the bass, used to be our banjo player, can just play anything you throw in his hand, sings whatever you need. Used to be a real good driver, but he's kind of out of practice now. And best bass player I ever got to play with. And what happened, the reason you didn't see him for a while, he got to dreaming of owning his own home. And for a while he went off and played Devil Begotten, Pimple Beridden, Hair Besodden, Maggot Infested, Snot Encrusted, Belly Button Enthralled, Bicep Fixated, Collagen Injected. What's that stuff they put in their butts? Modern country music. And played steel guitar for folks like John Anderson, and got to where he owned two houses and figured now he could play some bluegrass music, and he'd come back to play in our band, and sad to say he's back down to one house and thinking about taking the mortgage out on it, but country music will still be there waiting for him. Well, his name's Dan Russell. And on the mandolin, one of the best mandolin players in the whole world. It frustrates me that he's in our band because he's a great guitar player and a great singer too. And a lot of people don't know, if you looked at him, you might not realize how high he lives on the hog compared to the rest of us. He actually not only has a job, owns a company, and lives up on a great big hill down Ohio. He has more lawn. He has so much lawn that he hires the rest of us to come over and mow it, and we still can't get done. And has every gadget. A lot of times we'll all go in and eat a little fast food or something, and he'll be in one of them restaurants across the street that has like a foreign name and somebody in foot clothing like they're getting ready to hook up the carriage out front to let you in, hold the door for you. And he's a good tipper, he's a good man. And the reason I mention that is because we had all met at his house, and we didn't realize how many people in his county know this, but some poor old beggar was slogging up his driveway, and I thought he'll never make it. I mean, you wouldn't believe how long that driveway. Have you ever been to Biltmore? Oh, same driveway. Up there through the woods and the lawn that we had recently mowed, past the guest houses, the swimming pool. This poor old beggar all the way, and he gets to the door, and Brian comes to the door, and Brian's a good man. And this beggar, he says, I just haven't eaten in 2 days. But Brian's not one to just encourage begging. Like, you've probably heard of these people don't want to encourage unemployment. Brian's just like that. And he says, you know, I tell you what, I got a porch out here that needs painting, and if you'll go out here and put a deck coating on and paint that porch, I'm going to send you away with a big bag of groceries and some money in your pocket. And that old bagger took that can of paint Brian handed him. He was gone about 45 minutes. In fact, Brian not only gave him that paint for the porch, but gave him a little trim paint. And I know he was going to do a good job. Bagger come back, and Brian couldn't believe he was done that fast. He'd only gone about 45 minutes, but up a good man to his word, hand him a big bag of groceries, two 20s, said, God bless you, sir. And the beggar started off down that driveway just happy as he could be. And he says, oh, by the way, sir, he said that that's not really a porch out there, it's a Mercedes. That's Brian Aldridge. I should have said it was an Audi.